Three Sad Days. Abraham at last summoned his son, telling him of the command to offer sacrifice on a distant mountain. Isaac had often gone with his father to worship, and this excited no surprise. The wood was made ready and put upon the ass, and with two servants they set forth. Father and son journeyed in silence, the patriarch pondering his heavy secret. His thoughts were of the proud, fond mother, and the day when he should return to her alone. He knew that the knife would pierce her heart when it took the life of her son. That day, the longest Abraham had ever experienced, dragged slowly to its close. He spent the night in prayer, still hoping that some heavenly messenger might say that the youth might return unharmed to his mother. But no relief came to his tortured soul. Another long day. Another night of humiliation and prayer. The command that was to leave him childless was ringing in his ears. Satan was near to whisper doubts and unbelief, but Abraham resisted his suggestions. As they were about to begin the journey of the third day, the patriarch saw the promised sign, a cloud of glory hovering over Mount Moriah. He knew that the voice which had spoken was from heaven. Even now he did not murmur against God. This son had been unexpectedly given. Had not he who bestowed the precious gift a right to recall his own? Then faith repeated the promise, "In Isaac shall thy seed be called a seed numberless as the grains of sand upon the shore." Isaac was the child of a miracle, and could not the power that gave him life restore it? Abraham grasped the divine word, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. Yet none but God could understand how great was the father's sacrifice in yielding up his son to death. Abraham desired that none but God should witness the parting scene. He bade his servants remain behind, saying, "I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you." The wood was laid upon Isaac, the father took a knife in the fire, and together they ascended toward the mountain summit. The young man at last spoke, "My father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" What a test was this! How the endearing words, "My father," pierced Abraham's heart. Not yet, he could not tell him now. "My son," he said, "God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." At the appointed place they built the altar and laid the wood upon it. Then, with trembling voice, Abraham unfolded the divine message.